Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I know
Right.
your call suddenly sounded like you dropped offline. So
Yeah, so I
I
hopped
looked
on
at the
there.
mic, which I shouldn't do. Yeah. No, let me see. I listened to that particular part of it, and I was wondering whether the reason was to either legitimize your business or see if you're operating in above the board manner. But to me, your freedom to associate or disassociate. I mean, look, let's be honest there. This has gone all the way up to lawyers not wanting to be part of the Bar
Yeah, bar
Association in order to
association.
practice their craft. So you may have a lot of support from them in that area.
Because I could appreciate the National Insurance and BRAS, because those are institutions that the money is going to go back to, because you got to pay your
You
taxes,
gotta
so
pay
it
your
should go back
taxes,
to the house,
correct.
you know. So I don't have a problem with that. I think the other thing I would want the government to do, because this is fundamental to how we move forward, the government needs to explain to us, because we just went through a debt restructuring which was devastating to some people. The government needs to come and tell us now when we add back on, because we're adding back. We're going to borrow all this money and then adding back. And somebody got to pay for it down the road.
I know.
So we need to let our people understand what is the implications of this money we're borrowing, how we can pay it back, who it can impact on. Yes, we understand the stimulus and we understand the importance for it. But what the ball gets dropped because people don't expect that you gotta pay it back. And when
So
you pay it back time, the pain is be great.
let me tell you, right? My greatest concern at the start of this government's term in office was how will we earn or keep? I said it for about 4 years of the previous administration. I continued saying it into the start of this administration. And the further down the road we go, the further back the projects get pushed, the longer it takes for planes to start to fly, the longer it takes for cruises to start to operate again, the longer it takes for the people that I started talking about this morning. That's why I started this morning with the statistics, because these things have to be factored into the equation. When you have 16 million people not working in one country, from whom we depend for tourism income, when you have 2.75 million in another area, when you have 1,011,000 in another area. So those are cumulative, what, 17, 18, 20,000, 20 million people, sorry, who will not be traveling anywhere in any great hurry, because they will be either paying back loans, building back their, and let's be honest, they'll be afraid to travel for a while. Okay? And these are the people on whom we depend for income. So we have to start thinking about how we're going to pay back. The other thing is, for example, the National Insurance took a haircut with the restructuring. And now we have to give them back money or find ways to give them money so they could pay the unemployment and other benefits that we got to juggle with because of the situation we're in. It's going to call for very serious discussions with the public. It's going to call for an element of self-sacrificing that at least three generations of Barbadians have no idea what it means. There are people in this country who don't understand what tightening your belt means. It doesn't mean anything to them because they have never experienced the devastation of a hurricane, the complete destruction of, I don't know, half a village or a whole village, or unemployment at the levels at which we've seen it. No, there are people who feel that unemployment is no big thing. I could sit at home for 6 months and the government could pay me. And they don't
But
ask, where is it coming from?
you see
What are we putting
we're
back in?
right, and where my concern comes, because from government to government we seem to make the same mistake of not
All the
explaining
time.
to people that this money has to be paid back, and that when you go to work, will you go to work? Because it's like you having a child at home and you send it along to school every day, but you don't take the time to sit down to explain to the child why am I sending you to school and what I expect from you when you finish school.
Correct. And not only and not only this, sir. Something that we used to be told, well, when I was younger, about civic responsibility.
Correct.
And I don't think too many people, let me not say that. Let me give them the benefit of the doubt. What we have to look at is this. What do we have? What can we produce that other people want? One, how much are they willing to pay for it? How much will it cost us to produce it? Then, how can we find ways to grow more of what we can eat? And how do we change the eating habits of our people so that they start enjoying what we can produce and what we can grow here? For example, I remember looking at years ago, looking at CNN, when I used to look at television, looking at CNN with this thing called Bert Wolf, who was some, you know, man in the kitchen cooking things. And he said, oh, New Yorkers are waking up to a good breakfast this morning with a new delicacy, breadfruit chips. And I nearly choked on my cocoa tea because... Because I refusing breadfruit chips since I'm 5 years old, right? There are people who don't know how to prepare flying fish, which is supposed to be the national dish of Barbados, and make it palatable. You know, to make people want to enjoy eating a flying fish. We find people who go to fast food restaurants and buy what they tell me is chips that to me taste like greasy box. It does not have a taste. It don't taste like potato.
But
I would like to have a yam pie with steamed fish for lunch. But where could I find that at $9.95 or $10.95 or even $15.95 when I could pick up the phone and call some fast food restaurant and tell them I want whatever it is and they send it to me for $9.95 and it's greasy box.
But you see, all of what you say goes right back to how we're going to pay for this.
For it, yes. Sir, and that's why I want people to understand.
Yes, if we start to identify the things we can produce and produce to sell to the rest of the world, if we start to identify, if we can't produce it, how we can save money by consuming the things that we eat,
yes.
Then we can start having a conversation as to how we're going to pay back this money because we know where we're saving. We know where we're selling, so we know what money we got left to pay about this thing.
And sir, here is my big worry, right? It's a big worry of mine, and it will always be a big worry of mine. This word called discipline, right?
Yeah.
If the government of Barbados, through all the various avenues that they're coming up with, $1,500 for this, $600 for that, you know, 6 months advance of your... If what we're going to do with it is ask, so how soon you opening back up the restaurants, how soon we could go back and buy this, and how soon we could go back and buy that, the money is going to go flying out of Barbados to pay for the $500 drugs, for the, yes, for the $25,000 plane flight, and we're not going to be making any money.
And that's where my concern is, because as long as we do these things without the education as to what it is you're trying to achieve in the long run, we can find ourselves back in the same position.
Correct.
Because over time, when we get tired of governments, we stop.
And that's the message to governments, to lose government.
Right? So
they run themselves out of office.
The last set we got. We didn't care what the message was, because the message is the same thing now, you know. The message is the same thing, that we got a situation where we cannot afford, and unless somebody says to us squarely, you see all this free thing that we're doing?
You got to pay back someone.
Down today. Because if we bear the pain now, because this is a perfect opportunity to start reviving some of the things we do, because we really can't afford it. And if we can just supplement it, with borrowed money, the next generation got the same problem.
Sir, and the next generation will pass it on to the next generation.
I think we start started the conversation, so let's continue.
It's going to get, it's not going to be followed because, you know, people don't like that kind of analysis, I suppose, but it is something that I keep clearly in, when I looked at today's newspaper, I keep it clearly in my mind. When I looked at today's newspaper and I saw my good friend Tony, water sport operator Tony, we worked in the hotel industry years ago, very enterprising young man, talking about the plight of, you know, the guys who work on the beach. And I remember just a few short months ago, perhaps somewhere back in about November, the conversation in the newspaper was about who was pushing beach vendors off the beach. How many chairs and umbrellas were being put out for the thousands of cruise visitors to Barbados, and who wanted to make a little extra money and was being moved from Bathsheba to some place where they, you know, we were fighting over putting chairs and umbrellas on the beach because of great demand.
Right.
What happened to the umbrellas? What happened to the umbrellas and the chairs on the beach right now? What are they doing?
Okay.
What are those people living off of? Was the hair braider? Was the hair braider living off of? Was the, you know?
I actually thought you were going to tell me the headline that catch you is that the central bank governor said you operate money.
No, I know we had to do that. No, you mean we have to admit that we still printed, because there is some level of printing. It's just right. You know, not runaway printing, but.
So if we don't,
that ain't catch my eye, because that was never off in my eye. That eye the bandage up. And I see people saying that I get punched in my eye. There ain't nobody to punch my eye. So I don't even have to claim that I walk into a door.
I can soak
it. Yeah, I rope a dope enough. No, on a very serious note though, sir. I told my pharmacist, who I have a really good relationship with, that going forward, because she's a business person, I said, going forward, you have to realize that the cost of medication is going to go up because of all the blocking of the U.S. and the flights in and out and in the short term. I said, but here's the other thing you have to deal with. The people who depend on you, like I do, to survive, will come at you when your prices change. Now, you may take the time out to explain to me why the price has changed and what your supplier is paying you at. I doubt you'll be able to do it with all of your clients. I may understand. But the 79-year-old lady who accustomed buying, you know, this for the arthritis and that for the this and that for the high blood pressure, when you suddenly tell her this is what it cost, she can ask you why.
Yeah.
And you can't tell her, you know, the President of the United States say don't send this or that, but supplier, why do that?
But the reality is that if you don't try, because that's where the problem comes. Because when you sit down in your quiet moments, a lot of these things come back to you.
Of course.
And you remember that I went to my pharmacist and he explained to me.
Correct.
So I might go home and I got a younger child or two in the house that I might be able to repeat it to. And they keep it and they get in some conversation with their friends.
And they pass
and they
it along.
So it started to go wrong, but if we just pretend that the money dropping out of the sky and don't worry,
and let me just keep spending it. Boy.
All right, thanks.
Ah, well, good hearing you, sir. We will talk. Brass Dax, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
This is Mohammed.
I recognize the voice.
How are you doing, sir?
I am surviving, sir. I am surviving.
Happy to hear you. About 40 people called me for the day already.
And asking why they didn't hear you? Tell them we are not attached at the hip.
But, Mr. Johnson, I can discuss this fact there, though, but I can tell you so you can think about it for next time we have a talk again. You ever read the whole book of Exodus in the Bible yet?
No, sir.
I want you to please, all the books that I asked you to read, you're going to get this one from me. Mm-hmm. I know you have Bible or Bible, so I want you to read Exodus.
Online.
And then I want to have a discussion with you about our people and God and the way to function with other people. What I want to talk to you about today, Mr. Charles, every time I have here, which is much not anywhere. Do you think it should be terminable to any government should know basically what it costs to feed a human being in Barbados per day to keep them alive, you know. They had a little water bill, some food to eat. I don't mean like have to eat in a damn lot of that, you know. You know, to get the clothes clean. You know, there's enough that the government, not only of Barbados, but any government anywhere in the world, that people should really have a breakdown of what it costs, knowing the amount of people in their country, knowing the condition of the people. So have a breakdown, but you know what it costs to feed a person per day or to take care of a person per day.
I think they have. I think the statistics, the statisticians in government have that kind of data, or that it's available to them, so they could say it's a subsistence level for somebody in our country is X.
Good. Now, if that is the case, and I believe it is the case, why we have so many suffering people in Barbados?
Sir, because we cannot control what people spend the money or the things they have on. Because we are all, I'll tell you why I say that. There's something called freedom of choice. So a government may say, this was a discussion I was having with somebody else recently, you know. A government may say, look, in order for an average Barbadian to live comfortably for a week, the minimum amount they could sustain themselves on is $1,000. Just pick a figure out of the air, okay? It's $1,000. So they then look around and say, okay, if I make it possible for every Barbadian to have $1,000 to sustain themselves, what do I have to do to provide that? So they may come up with, I should do this, I should do that, I should do that.
Good.
But when you give me $1,000, I may decide, okay, with that $1,000, I will not buy a new pair of shoe. I will not do this. I will buy this. I will buy that. I will pay my this bill. I will pay my that bill. My light bill is $35. My water bill is $70. My gas bill is $20, right? So I could live on that for a week. Somebody else may decide, I have $1,000. I just see a new cell phone for $500. I go and buy one. You can't control what people do with it. So that's where things are start falling apart.
Come on. We ain't trying to control nobody. They could take the money and they eat it if they want to eat it. That's not my point. My point is that a government, and please don't let nobody say, no, they're talking about the government they deal with. They don't have any government anywhere. A government should know, or at least should have a close idea of what it costs to feed a human being in their country. I mean, to take care of a human being in their country.
And I tell you, they know. I know they got the statistics that will show
and
them.
And the government then should make that money. You can do what you like, man, you get it. Should make that money available to the person. Now, suppose it costs $1,000 that you say, Jeff, or even $500. And the person is working for $300, all the government should be giving them is $200. If they're working for $5, they will get nothing. If they work, in other words, if they don't have any work now and they get the full $1,000 or $500, whatever it is, and then next month they get a job, and the job giving them the same equivalent, they will not get.
They're not getting a cent. There are countries that do that. Sweden, I think, is one of them that do that. They are very totally welfare state.
I want to say one more quick thing, because I know the time running out. Because it's enough we do it in Barbados. There should be no suffering people in Barbados, and we selling and we buying water that belongs to the Barbadian people from somebody. The next thing I want to say, we're talking about agriculture. You know, it's my pet subject, that the reason why Barbados is going to get licked up someday, and I see we licked up now, is because we invest everything in tourism. We don't really invest nothing in tourists. You know? We invest in tourism. There's a difference between tourists and tourism. Tourists who come to your country, tourists are a bunch of people who form all kind of games, do all kind of things, get all the money, keep it, and the tourists come, but the country don't get the tourist dollar. So we got to look at this too, Mr. Johnson. We have to find out, why should a hotel, here we make a good point about agriculture, why should a hotel be able to buy things outside to furnish a hotel if the things can be made in Barbados?
Because their parent company have relationships with other people, and they could get, what they call it, discounts because of volume, and they bring it in, and sometimes they bring it in and because of our climate, it don't last 3 weeks.
Mr. Johnson, let me ask you another question, sir. I do not care who is the parent company. This country, if not America, it's not England, it's not Canada, it's like all of them. I might say this, I thought, Mr. Johnson, I don't have a Barbadians right now. I thought on behalf of poor countries throughout the world, called Barbados, a hungry country. Don't let anybody fool you that we rich or we better or we ain't struggling. And we're proving it now. My argument is that why our governments can't sit down, and please, I'm not talking about the Barbados Labour Party right now or the Barbados Labour Party government. I'm talking about small countries, government, period. Why can't they not sit with these people and say, listen, this is a small country. We cannot afford to let you bring these things when they could be generated or made in Barbados. Far from that, you should do what you used to do years ago when companies like Husbands Water and Curtain Hall used to furnish everything. Make sure you pay them a deposit up front when they want, when you want the work done, and they know the time you want it done in, and you can guarantee that it will be delivered for you to open your hotel for the time that you want. You know what would happen to their job, Mr. Johnson? Instead of struggling on, don't know what to do every day, not destroy industry and agriculture in Barbados. This country not only be supplying everything for Barbados, it would be exporting massively throughout the world. But no, we are telling people to fool you, oh yeah, tourism dollar. So why am I now, Mr. Johnson? Where are you getting money from now, Mr. Johnson?
That is the question the last caller raised, and that's a question that I've been asking myself. We have to find it. From producing something, and I'm not sure we remember how to produce anything, not even for our own consumption. So I want to say to you, the point you raised about what we tell hotels.
Yeah.
I started this morning, and somebody, took a different lane. But our head is in the land's mouth, not our hand anymore, our head is in the land's right. mouth. So we trying to negotiate the teeth carefully. So apparently we can't tell investors anymore, in respect of your investment, we want it. Yes, we happy that you like our workforce. We happy that you like our beach. We happy that you like our government regulations. And we're happy to move these regulations for you for this period.
Mm.
But here's what we would like to see. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Mr. Barrow did it when the Hilton came here. He said, look, okay, bring in your foreign experts, but train my people for the next wave of employment.
He did that with the banks too.
Right. I saw Eric Williams do it in Trinidad when he nationalized the banks. He say you don't want 50% ownership, well, you can pack up and leave. And
right.
Citibank left and Chase Manhattan left. I don't think Trinidad suffered as a result. But then Royal Bank sell back and CIBC sell back, and the owners came back for their things. And we gave it back to them because by then we were with our head in the land's mouth. The point I'm making is you can make demands when you're strong enough. But when you're in your mother house and you're depending on her to feed you and you're depending on her to wash your clothes and you're depending on her to tell the girlfriend you ain't there when you got the next girlfriend in the bedroom, you can't tell your mother, I's the man in the house, because you're not. You're the mouse with the mouth in the house. So when she say, let me tell you, you ain't getting nothing today, boss man, you cool down and you calm down and you say, all right. So our problem is we in duck's guts. We
Mr.
can't
Johnson,
demand nothing.
You read Sibeth and you can talk before. And you discover that man can challenge God all the time. Why you can't challenge politicians?
Ah, huh? Because, and I tell you why, I'm glad you asked that one. You know why? Because they feel that God punishment ain't today, and by the time they get around to getting it, they can be dead anyhow, so they can't feel it. But the politicians can squeeze them today. That's why on at least three occasions you say, you ain't criticizing this government. So listen, I said to a friend of mine, and he's a good friend, so that's why I could say it to them. I said, you know, our problem is we are afraid to tell our politicians, I support you. And the reason why I am telling you you're wrong is because I support you. And I don't want you to lose power because you do stupidness. But you see what you just do there? Is stupidness. And be able to tell them so because you're not afraid for them to say, I could squeeze you by the testes. But we're afraid of that. We depend on them to give us a little piece of something. We hope to get a little pickings. So we can't tell them that's a wrong move.
Mr. Johnson, I tell you this now. And I know we're out of time almost. I want to say this to the whole country and the whole world to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Human beings must understand that politicians do not own them. And they must be prepared, if it means death, to challenge wrong from any politician, including the ones here in Barbados. The reason why politicians without any experience ran for a seat, fool people that they care about them when they don't give one damn about them, is only themselves they're looking at and the friends, is because the people who work to put them in office do not challenge when they're doing things that are not useful in their interest.
So I agree with you totally, and let me thank you for your contribution, and it's good to have you back. I know the holy month of Ramadan began the end of last month, so to my Muslim friends, I hope you have a peaceful and restful month of fasting. For the Catholics who came out of Lent of 40 days and 40 nights without and then went through lockdown with another 40 days and 40 nights without, if you also have to go through the month of fasting, I am with you on that. And to the two people, one who said to me that the 85-year-old mother, I should not have mentioned yam and fish because she wants some now. And someone who said that yam pie and fish just hit home. I purchased some yams from Kelly in Moontown, cooked some cream yam and flying fish with clove sauce and pickled cucumber. I thank you very much for bursting my other eye because I've been here since 10 o'clock and I had nothing but a cup of tea. So to all of those around, yes, and I am losing my voice because once I start to talk, it starts to fade. It's a part of having myasthenia gravis, repetitious work, and that's when I start slurring. Y'all really don't believe that I'm sick, right? Y'all believe that it's fake. I know a lot of people believe that, but anyhow. Thank you, Ronnie, for keeping me on target, and it was good being back in the chair on this May Day, and to all of you, wherever you are, enjoy the rest of the day.